almost a threat from this person, so I put a certain shape around myself. I put it like a dodecahedron around myself and filled it with light. And he thought I was trying to put him to sleep, and he was feeling really anxious around it. And it's taken him a couple of months to come up to me and tell me, you know, what was that you put around me? I said, I didn't put anything around me, I just protected myself because I was felt scared. And, he thinks I'm coming from a bad place and I'm trying to put spells on him. And I'm just saying, well, I'm not trying to do that at all, I'm just trying to, you know, trying to live my life and stuff like that.
So, this says a lot of information because Sanji comes from the place of simplicity. All those things that you are studying are complex. Mm-hmm. And Sanji says that you don't need all the complexities that you are discovering. They are very exciting. They are wondrous. However, they are not the whole of it. Now, between the two of you, your friend and yourself, Sanji is in the middle because Sanji is balance. The path of light lies with oneness, and these many souls that have been taught about Jesus, the living Christ, have been taught a truth. And they find it very difficult to bring together the information that you have and the teachings that they have also. Now, in order to understand a little further, first of all, close your eyes, just for a moment. You can open them again in a moment. Close your eyes and take down inside into your tummy self and breathe through the nose and down into your middle self. Take it in and hold it for a moment and then release it. Like so. And do it again. Breathe normally in between and do this thing until you feel your middle self beginning to glow like a small sun. Now, listen to the words that I'm going to give you. Those complex things that you have learned are true, they are very accurate, however they are very unnecessary for you to find your place in the universe, to find your journey back to oneness, for you to feel the light of oneness in your life, and for you to resonate with others. You don't need it. You don't need it for protection. All you need is the power of light, the power of oneness. And you do that by asking for it to come to you through the breath of life. And you breathe the breath of life into your body. And the breath of life is that part of the Trinity that humankind have called the Holy Spirit or the Holy Breath. Some call it the Holy Ghost. I say for you, I'm no ghost. Sanji is the holy breath. So you have the Father, the Mother, and the Son. And the Son was Jesus, the living Christ. And when you have this of everything that you know, combined with all of this other information, and with it, it comes together as one. And when you breathe, you will be breathing in all those different shapes that you know about. All of them will come and be one with you and make you one with oneness. That energy that you call God and that your friend calls God. Feel it. This does not mean that you discard your knowledge. It does not mean that you have to stop pursuing your interest in it. Just learn how not to be too lost in the maze of complexity. Bring yourself out of the maze of complexity, out into simplicity. Do you understand?
Yes.
Can you feel it?
Yes. Yeah, my stomach's doing flips.
So this is when you're having this feeling. What is this feeling you have in your little self?
It's like letting everything go almost. You know, you just sort of, you've got all this information, but it doesn't really matter that much as long as you just feel good about yourself and feel good about what's around you and feel happy. And
this feeling in your middle self where it is jumping about, what is this feeling? What word do you have for this feeling?
The physical in the stomach.
You said it is doing flip-flops.
Yeah, it's like just like spinning around, like jumping up and down. Like,
is it jumping up and down with excitement or apprehension?
A bit of both. Yeah.
And this is part of what I've been saying before time, that people are frightened. This apprehension is fear.
Yeah.
Fear of letting go, of letting go of the ego, of letting go of control. Because in letting go of these things, you have to take a step of faith. And that is very frightening for most human kinds. Know it, that Sonji understands this thing. So when you understand it, then you can do something about it, can you not? So this is it. Learn how to take that step of faith. And when you do, you will find that you will resonate with your friend, because your friend has made one step of faith and now has to make another step in order to understand that all the complexities that you are interested in are also part of what this one, that he believes and understands also. And perhaps when you have made that step, then he will be able to make it also.
Yeah.
Remember that other people reflect to you what is within your own being. So you are reflecting to him the fear that is within him, and he is reflecting to you the fear that is within you.
Yeah. It's pretty much on the button.
I usually am.
Yeah.
So, this is very important, this gift of discernment, is it not? How is your earth time?
Time for a treat. No, you won't, Kristen.
Little Shaman wants to ask question.
Oh, make it quick, Joshua.
Make it quick, Joshua. Little Shaman is called Joshua.
Yeah, I know. That means to answer if you have to cook.
I will tell you when you ask me whether it's short answer.
Well, I want to do a newspaper job. Can I get a lot?
Oh, that is to do with telling fortunes, is it not?
Yes.
I suppose. Will I do this thing for you, little Shaman? I will answer you. It is not good for you to do this thing at this moment of your life.
Okay.
Don't be in too big a hurry. Have some time for yourself. There is much for you to learn and to do. Enjoy playing and being a child for a little while. Is that not so, Mama?
Yeah.
So, my little butterfly.
Oh, that is absolutely gorgeous, actually. That's
better than the other thing you were considering.
Yeah. It's completely different. Well, where did I get Raven from then?
Ah, you have been talking with your totem. You are not that creature. You are butterfly now. For Sonji, you are butterfly.
At least I'm not in the chrysalis state.
I haven't called you little caterpillar, have I? I call you butterfly.
That's true. That's true.
So, are we ready to begin your treat?
Music
of the angels.
Yes.
Now, this little treat I'm going to give for you is a journey. Have you all done journey? Do you know how to curb your impatience and to wait for the words to come to guide you on your journey? Or are you a people that are going to sit and say, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to do something else? I don't feel like doing that tonight, so I'm going to just sit here. I deciding that is so. This is all coming from your personality, your ego. Know this thing. Every time you do it, every time you say it, it is your personality that is doing it. You are getting in your own way of your own progress. Not Sonji, not Spirit, not anybody else. You want to get cross with anybody, you get cross with your own self, please. Not with I. Now, I cannot make you go on journey. I cannot pick you up and whisk you away.
Oh.
Your peoples in spirit can journey with you. Indeed, they are waiting very eagerly to come and join you. When you are upon your journey, these are just some little things for you to be careful of. When you are on your journey, be careful not to get so caught up in one part of your journey that you lose sight of where it is that the rest of the journey is moving along to. Some people do this. They get into a part of their journey and they start to think. Very dangerous. Thinking is very dangerous. It gets you into all sorts of difficulties. perhaps, for example, supposing journey takes you into past life and you are sitting and watching something of a past life and you start to think about, is that really I? Did I do that? Am I like that? Is that what I am doing? And you start to think about it. And you start to talk about all the many things of it until you convince yourself that it's all a load of nonsense. That happens very often. Instead of allowing the visions to come, to gather your emotions with them and to travel into the story of the journey. Like your moving pictures, allow your emotions to follow, like you follow your moving pictures, so that you travel this journey with your emotions following it, feeling it, experiencing it on all levels of awareness within yourself. So that when you come back to your physical body in the life you have now, you will know the truth of your journey. The truth for you. You're not going to have to prove it to anybody else. This is your journey, your experience, and the only thing that will get in your way is you, your fears. So when you find yourself saying, I don't want to do that, I don't feel like doing that, I'm too tired, these are all excuses. When you follow the journey properly, you will not be too tired, because the energy of light and oneness will follow with you and will come with you and bring energy to you, will relax your soul, will relax your physical body, and bring you to where you need to be. So first of all, take inside of you the